Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Andrew Brandt joining us right now on Sports Radio 610. Andrew, good morning. Appreciate you making time. How are you today?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I mean, here we are. I wondered all off season if we'd get here. And, you know, we're playing through a pandemic, so you can never sort of feel like we're good until January or February. But we're starting, and kudos to the commissioner, to the efforts of the NFL to make this happen, because I really thought, like, are we really going to do this? And we're doing it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I think the numbers have been incredible for the league, the testing and the league extending the daily testing. Yeah, we're gonna get there on Thursday night. We're gonna get Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. And Andrew, I wanted to get your perspective. From having been in the front office for the Packers. What's it like on a day like Saturday for the Texans, where a team that's really never had a franchise quarterback like this locks that guy up for the next 4 years? What's the mood like across the building on a day like that?
Well, first of all, league-wide, you know, there are two flashpoints on the calendar for a lot of player contract activity. One is February, March, where you are on the cusp of free agency, trying to keep your own guys from entering the market and seeing what's behind door number two. The other is now. You know, right before the season was always my busiest time in player contracts for our own guys, because, you know, one thing is the season starts, everyone's focus is on the games, you turn it over to the coaches, it's that kind of activity. But, and you know, and some teams are pretty, and players get pretty weird about it. I'm not going to negotiate during the season. I was never like that, but I get it. And, you know, you had an easy decision here. You want to lock up your franchise quarterback, and there have already been a couple that have already done it. You've got sort of a marketplace out there. So you do it, and it's got to be a great feeling. And everything I see from that player is positive, and that's what's so great about a franchise quarterback. I experienced it with Brett and Aaron in Green Bay. You know, you have your guy, you prop up your guy as the face of the franchise, you feel good about it, and that's a golden feeling for front offices.
We're speaking with Andrew Brandt. You can listen to his Business of Sports podcast, which is very, very good. You might be skeptical and think, I don't care about the business of sports. It's much more than that. It's very, very good. Also, you show up with Ross Tucker, our good friend Ross Tucker, every week on Wednesdays on Ross Tucker's podcast. Okay, I feel like we've got a little bit of symmetry here now on the DeAndre Hopkins trade, because he's getting close to a deal in Arizona. At least we can tie a bow on all the offseason drama. When that deal first went down, it was pretty much universal condemnation, except for a few anonymous GMs and a few anonymous league executives who said, okay, I could see what he's trying to do here. When it comes to that, the minority voices of people that said, all right, I kind of see what Bill O'Brien is doing. Did you hear any arguments that genuinely made sense or that made you maybe think twice about it?
Well, I just think, you know, we're in an age in sports and trades and moves where I think you have to be the way you're talking about. You have to sort of sit back, get beyond the initial social media condemnation. The word I use is twitticule. and that tends to happen, you know, and I was that way with O'Brien a year ago, when he gave up Clowney for what he got back, but also had to pay part of the salary. But, yeah, I mean, I think you look back to this year's trade, and, yeah, there were some positives on the Texans' end. And, you know, for right or wrong, receivers are just not at the level of sometimes you hear about, and sometimes people overpay for receivers in free agency, in contracts, and in trade. And I think the statistics show they don't have that effect. You know, we're kind of seeing it with Beckham in Cleveland, you know, where you give up everything for receivers, and it rarely works out in those situations.
Andrew Brandt joining us on the show. Andrew, one of the things that's come out is that DeAndre Hopkins is representing himself. We saw here in Houston with Laremy Tunsil getting his deal, he represented himself in the deal.
Yeah.
I'm curious your perspective on that, having been an agent as well. Is it easier for guys who maybe we kind of know what the market is because they're top of market? We see NBA players who we know are going to be max players where there's really no negotiating going on necessarily, have just hired lawyers to read their contract instead of agents to negotiate them. Can you take us through that dynamic and what your thoughts are on guys like Hopkins and Tunsil representing themselves?
Yeah, and I don't want to upset my brethren in the agent community because I think there are values there. And certainly coming out of college, there are values in terms of paying for training and going through all your playbook as a young player off the field. But I get it with veterans who want to do it themselves, who want to save the agent fee. And I think I would be critical of that if there's no one in the background, you know, and I don't know that for Tunsil or Hopkins. But my sense is there is someone in the background, probably an attorney that's looking over the deal, but also someone giving them advice, even beyond the union. And I'm sure the union gets involved. And frankly, I've been involved in a couple of those, not these players, where people have sought my opinion. I had one player that was really like actually getting ready to go in the room with the team negotiator, and I gave him some thoughts. And, you know, if that's what players want to do, that's fine. You know, I want to look at it from the other side, because one thing I learned in my career doing contracts for the Packers, you never want too good a deal. It came back to bite me a few times where I really got over on a player who wasn't represented. And that was not a good thing. That was not a good thing. So I just worry about some of these deals where, even if there's an agent, you know, if the players don't get a good deal and they're good players, it's going to come back to haunt teams. I learned that the hard way.
Well, that's what I've, you know, and I've heard you say this multiple times, and I agree with you on this. Sometimes the long-term deals, the super long-term deals, you're just begging for trouble because the guy, if it works out, is going to be severely underpaid 4 years into that deal, and then you got a renegotiation on your hands. So I guess what does that say for the Patrick Mahomes deal, which is 12 years from now before he's officially a free agent? Do they go into that kind of knowing and understanding, yeah, but you know what, probably after 5 years or so, we're going to have to redo this deal?
Yeah, you talked about different kind of takes on the news, and listen, I am a fan of Lee Steinberg. He has been a mentor to me when way 25 years ago, 30 years ago even. But I've been very critical of the Patrick Mahomes deal and even compared to the deal just done there by Watson. It's too long. And I understand everybody's going to react to the shiny object, which is $500 million, which he's got to make every incentive to get, of course. But I get it. They wanted to set that mark. They wanted that incredible number. 12 years, oh my God. And the early money is really deficient, where, you know, he's making like a $10 million bonus this year. That's what kind of an average free agent makes. And he's making 63 over 3. I think Watson is 75 over 3. You know, Tannehill is 91 over 3. You know, it's just these kind of markers you look at and say, well, how is he doing that? And then, of course, you can say, well, and after 5-6 years, he's up to like $45 million a year. And I'm like, who knows what the market's going to be in 6 years? But for the first 3 years, he's making 20 a year, which there's probably 15 quarterbacks making more than that. So I don't get the Mahomes deal, and I worry just what we talked about. I worry about the Chiefs. Like, in 1, 2, 3, 4 years, like, he's going to look around and see all these guys pass him, and like, what? Why should I have to wait till 2027 to get the huge money?
Really good insight. Andrew Brandt, MMQB, and the Business of Sports podcast joining us. Before we let you go, Andrew, got to get your take on the Jadeveon Clowney situation. That, of course, in addition to Hopkins, the other player that was shipped out by Bill O'Brien over the last year or so. Outsider looking in, it looks like Clowney and maybe his representation, Bus Cook, who he's now let go twice, that somebody misread the market on Clowney. Are you getting the same sense, or did the coronavirus contribute to it at all? What are your thoughts on Clowney?
Yeah, he seems to be a guy that waits. And again, who knows what happened with Bus. I know Bus as well as anyone because of my 12 years with Brett Favre and him. I just think, as a nerd like me, I was really interested to see this backstory. I'm sure you guys talked about it, where the Saints, who have cap issues, were going to have him sign with the Browns or another team. Browns pay him a few million bucks, and then the Browns get an asset, like a third-round pick from the Saints, to acquire Clowney. I thought that was, you know, as someone like me that studies this stuff, I'm like, that's great.
Yes.
And that's like a Brock Osweiler trade. I was giddy over that Osweiler trade where Cleveland took on the money plus a pick, but the league didn't allow it. And it's sad the league doesn't allow those things. It allowed for more creativity. They allowed it with Osweiler because I guess he was already an existing player, not a free agent. But it'd be interesting to see more of those type of trades. I think that would allow GMs to really separate themselves.
Yeah, super creative. It was a really interesting wrinkle to the whole Clowney saga, no doubt about that. Andrew Brandt is, of course, has the Business of Sports podcast, and you can catch his writing at MMQB. Just does a fantastic job covering that side of sports. Andrew, really appreciate you making time. Hey, enjoy the games. The games are here Thursday night. We can't wait.
Yeah, enjoy it. Take care, guys.
All right, thanks. Andrew Brandt joining us on the program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.